Senator Sherrod Brown joins us occasionally. And on this special day, Senator, you're joining us the day that the president, President Biden, will be coming to Lorain. What can we make of this sort of special visit today? Yeah.
Well, first of all, I was supposed to be with him, but I'm not going to be because I have work to do. We're to chair a hearing today on inflation on the economy, but that's beside the point. He's going to Lorain. He is excited about that, about the new facility that's been open, I guess, less than 2 years now. He's going to talk about infrastructure. He's going to talk about what the bipartisan infrastructure bill means to highways and rivers and, I mean, highways and bridges and roads. He's going to talk about what it means to cleaning up, to keeping Lake Erie clean. He's going to talk about what it means to replacing the lead pipes that thousands of Lorain Countyans, unfortunately, are subjected to, water lines going into their homes. And he's going to talk about how all of this, his strong Buy America language, requiring these materials and infrastructure building to be made in the U.S.
On a separate issue, a businessman is convinced the U.S. Navy needs more dry docks, and he would like to build them in Lorain. I'm sure you've heard of this. What are the chances of that actually happening?
Well, we're, I don't know, but I do know that we're doing everything we can to make it happen. I'm leading a letter with other members of the Ohio delegation, including encouraging the Secretary of the Navy to establish this Great Lakes site. It's best to keep, we kept specific locations out of the letter because we just thought that that's not the way to get this done now. But all of us understand where we want it built. And Ohio has the trained workers and facilities needed to do this. So we're just saying you should do a Great Lakes maintenance facility, and then we're going to point them to Lorain.
We are talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown. Some of the other things you've been working on, one of them that's interesting, which I was not even sure what grain-oriented electrical steel is, but apparently the Cleveland-Cliffs is one of the makers of it, and there's a little bit of way to protect the production of it. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. We're Senator Portman and I teamed up on a letter to the Secretary of Commerce on this, that we know Russia and China cheat when it comes to trade arrangements in terms of exporting their products to the United States and cheat in terms of the way they produce those products. What they've now done is we've been able to keep it out because we have, with this president, a more aggressive trade policy than we've ever had. We also now see them trying to backdoor these products from other countries. It's a little bit like whack-a-mole. We kept them out directly from Russia and China. Now they're coming through Canada or Great Britain or Germany or somewhere else, and we got to hit them again. So we are just telling them to be vigilant. This steel is not only about American jobs; it's also about American national security. Because Cleveland-Cliffs is the only company that still makes this grain-oriented electrical steel, is what it's called, and it's key in electrical grid transformers. And we know that we have said in our, as I said a minute ago, in our legislation that Portman and I worked on, that this stuff needs to be made in America. And so as we upgrade the grid, whether it's water, sewer, highways, bridges, broadband, water pipes, or electrical grid, it needs to be made in America.
You're also working on a bipartisan bill to modernize the Violence Against Women Act. What modernization, what needs to be changed or added to that that is important?
Well, it's all about the victim. I mean, first of all, it's to keep victims safe. And part of what we need to do is especially focus on housing not always, but usually a woman is abused in a domestic situation. She needs a safe place to be. And home often isn't that safe place. So we're working with agencies and providing grants to local organizations to help put people in homes that are safe and affordable and as long-term as they need to be to keep the victim and safe from the perpetrator.
Yeah. So pitchers and catchers are so, well, we'll forget it. Wait a minute. They're not
reported. Yeah, I guess they're not yet, are
what
they?
Is, yeah, I mean, how does this make you feel? I mean, well, the timing of everything, and it just sort of, you just kind of have to sit and wait, I suppose, right?
Well, the way I look at it now is, you know, the millionaire players and the billionaire owners can't come to agreement, and I don't really give a damn. So, but come April, I will. So I mean, I'm trying to stand on principle here and say I don't care what they do because they're just greedy and da-da-da-da-da. But in the end, I want to see baseball. So ask me in a month, right?
Right, exactly. Well, we'll all just wait and see and let them work things out and the little push and pull. And sometimes it's like not unlike sometimes where you have to try to pass a budget. It's sort of like the midnight hour. Everybody comes together.
Yeah, a lot of posturing, yeah. And what I like, though, that the players' union's done is they really have looked out for the lower paid players too. I mean, it's, you know, so many of these players, especially in the NFL, and I don't think the NFL does it as well, but so many of these players don't last more than a year or two or three. In the NFL, it's more injury. In baseball, it's just they're not quite good enough, and they're sort of in and out. And I like that they've raised the minimum pay so these guys have some money to live on even when they're out of the sport and trying to figure out what to do with their lives, because they're still really good athletes. They're just not good enough to play, you know, play 150 games in a major league team or even to play 50 games in a major league team.
Right. But, you know, the more I think about it, though, April's not always a good weather month here in Cleveland. So if they start and, you know, if they shift the season a little bit to fit the weather, I'm not too angry about that.
But I don't mind playing in November if it's the series that's played in November, right?
Exactly.
If you get my drift,
absolutely. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing information with us today.
Of course, thanks.
Thanks. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. And he would have been here, but he's got business to work on, Craig. See, how'd you like that? The president said, you should show up in Lorain, Senator, you know, state of Ohio. I got business. I got government business to take.
I know he's got a hearing on inflation. You can't miss that.
What?
That's what the hearing's about. Inflation.
A hearing on inflation.
Inflation's everywhere.
Is there going to be sort of like visual aids where someone brings a tire and a pump and starts seeing this is inflation? Psh, this is the economy, that type of thing.